B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
On a text board, Tasty Cake Dom says, this notion that he only does it against the Clevelands or Atlanta is incorrect. Joel was fantastic Christmas Day. And he was and at Boston, he was phenomenal. Thoughts, Junis?
Yeah, I never said that he only does it against these kinds of teams. He's right. But it doesn't happen enough. And let's face it, it hasn't. There was a lot of times this year where we have complained about him moping around the court, right? He was a mope for a huge chunk of this season.
Yeah.
Like about a month and a half, 2 months. That's a pretty big chunk of the season. Yeah. Let me see him do it on a consistent basis, especially now, because now he is the guy. There's no one else. Tobias had a nice night last night, right? We've been asking for Tobias to step up a little bit. He's going to need to now that Simmons is out. But the number one guy that really needs to ball out while Ben is gone is Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting 49 a night. Like, give me close to 30 a night.
Yeah.
And I expect them to win.
Well, I guess I'm in this mode of without Simmons, again, you can't really judge him.
No, you can't. But my thing is, because I do want them to still have like a higher seed, is to stay afloat, stay above water. And again, you're fortunate to have not that difficult of a schedule.
I don't want to play the Bucks early. Like, I don't want to play the Bucks second round.
You're right. So what? Well, then you can't be fourth or fifth. You'd have to go third.
I know.
Or you'd have to drop to sixth.
Yeah.
Which again, the Pacers are right behind you, which is still a possibility. I don't know if they can catch Boston at this point.
At one point, there was a shot to catch Boston.
I thought they could, but as soon as Ben goes down,
I agree.
Like, I went through it when you were out last...
You and I did it last week.
Yeah.
The schedule. Friday, we did it.
Right. And Boston, from that day, had, I think, the seventh hardest schedule in the NBA, and the Sixers had the second easiest.
Right, but without Ben...
Yeah, it's different.
It's a shame, man.
Because they did it. They were only four back. Like, they had a shot.
Yeah.
You know, they lose to the Celtics or the Lakers the other night. The Celtics gained some grounds.
Oh, dude.
It sucks.
I
know. I'm sorry that I'm being a miserable tasty cake. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mr. Dom. Like, you know, but I can't come in here be all chesty.
All right. I hear you. I guess.
Oh, good last night.
Throw a secondary poll up about are the Eagles a true Super Bowl contender. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, of course. I actually put out a tweet just questioning it.
All right.
And without the actual poll. But Mike Jowder responds, they're not even top five in the conference.
Mike Jowder might be right. Mike J.
And Anthony responds, I like the organization from owner on down, but we have a lot of needs. Not a Super Bowl team.
Anthony's right. That's kind of how I feel.
It's sad.
Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Canteening Air Conditioning. Keep your wife comfortable in any season. Can. With up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. Big bucks. Yeah, I don't know. So my Massimo's turning... 7 on March 1st.
March 1st, right.
Oh, you know the birthday?
Well, we talked about it a few weeks ago. I remember some things.
That's nice. That's nice of you.
Didn't know it was your birthday the other day, but hey.
So I don't care about my birthday. So, Mossy, it's Sunday. He turns 7. So, my wife gives, give me a list. What you want. So, he comes up with, you ready? A dirt bike.
Yes.
Now, I'm against that. Like one of these, like...
Why? Because it gets in the way of his NFL training?
Cycles or whatever they are.
It's 5 a.m. How's the 5 a.m. baseball wake-up going?
Well, we haven't started yet. It's still been kind of, you know, the weather, but now I got to wait for the weather to go and the whole thing. That's happening, though. Dirt bike. And I guess, I've never had a bike, let alone a dirt bike. He wants one of these, you know, vroom, vroom dirt bikes.
That's kind
of
cool.
I'm against it.
Get him a leather jacket. Gets on the bike.
Yeah, I'm out. All right, so I'm already nixing that one. He wants an Eagles helmet that he can wear.
Now, that's awesome.
Now, I love that. Now, I got to ask people, where do I get an Eagles, like a real helmet? It's funny, I don't know. I was going to go to Novacare.
Hey, Howie. You're doing the Father Carmine, but at Novacare.
I've been around here a long time, all right? It's not like I want it for myself. I'm not walking around with an Eagles helmet on. But my 7-year-old, you know. But where do I buy one?
Oh, have you checked like any of the sporting goods stores?
I looked at one. I guess it was Dick's or one of them, Modell's. I couldn't see any. I need an Eagles helmet, real helmet.
And you got, what, four days?
I got to get it before Saturday.
You got 29 days here. Okay.
29 days.
29 days in February. Leap year. Right. So you got 4 days till the birthday.
So I got to get an Eagles helmet. I'm out on the dirt bike. I'm fighting with my wife. She's like, you get him the bird. No.
Oh, you got the space now?
No, I'm out. No, out. No,
probably he's going to be going doing wheelies on Broad Street.
I don't want him anywhere near off of that and something like that. No, no. He wants a mustache.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me. He wants a mustache.
Huh. You get a Sharpie and just...
He's crazy.
No, what's going on?
I don't know. What's a mustache? He's out of his mind.
Give him the old the glasses with the big nose and the mustache.
Right, I guess. I got to find a fake mustache for the kid. And then he wants...
This is an all-time birthday list, by the way.
And then he wants a Fortnite... Something to do with Fortnite.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
Which I have no concept of. I don't know. Where's my wife? I gotta find this something with Fortnite.
People will help you out. There's people out there that will help you out. It is a very popular game.
I know, but I don't know what it is.
I just know nothing about it.
I gotta get it from it, with it, for it, whatever.
I can text a few people for you.
And then he wants to. But are you with me on the dirt bike? Like you can't do the dirt bike.
Oh no, you get a smaller dirt bike.
No man, I don't want.
I get they're dangerous.
Dude, thank you.
They're dangerous.
Right. I said, listen, he's too busy playing baseball. He's going to play. He's got, we'll see about little hoops as well.
Wasn't it Bumgarner who got in the dirt bike accident?
Bumgarner was the rodeo guy. You know, they said he was a rodeo. He's been doing rodeo forever.
Yeah, but when he got hurt a few years ago, I thought he was on a dirt bike.
You're right.
Around his farm or something.
You're probably right. Believe this? All right, we got to take a break. Oh, damn.
Anthony!
All right, sit tight. Your calls for the rest of the show. 610-6320. Oh, that's right, we got Jimmy Lyham as well, right?
It's coming up next, 12:20.
We got Coach coming up. I saw Coach last night. We did our Beck game. I love that guy.
Anthony?
He's the best.
He says your name's
He's
great.
The greatest. He's the greatest. Yeah, you know? There's nobody more Philadelphia than him. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, Joe was sensational last night. He's the best. God love him. What a treasure. Philadelphia treasure. All right. Let's talk about LaBruciano. Think about it. We talk about the home all the time, right? This for your home, that for your home. What about your roof? I mean, I know people that they skimp on the roof. They'll go get like somebody's like handyman. I'm going, listen, guys, you can't do that. You got to make sure your roof is treated with the utmost. And to get the utmost, you go to Anthony LaBruciano. LaBruciano Roofing, the most trusted name in roofing in Pennsylvania. You meet Anthony, forget about it. You're going to fall in love with him. The greatest. I'm telling you, you're going to see why he's got hundreds of five-star Google reviews. He meets with every single customer personally to make sure that you get the right roofing solution to protect your home for decades. The Bruciano Roofing CertainTeed five-star select shingle master, which means they can offer the best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the workmanship. Your home's roof, too important to trust with some just some dude. Go to LaBruciano Roofing, the experts. LaBruciano Roofing, 610-265-ROOF. Or you can go to paroofpros.com. That's P-A, roof, R-O-O-F, pros, P-R-O-S.com. LaBruciano Roofing, the master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Cuz Radio with Chunis. Everybody sit tight. We're going to get back to the phones shortly. But come, what a treat. Saw him last night. Burl in the hallways of NBC Sports Philly. He's the greatest. What a treasure. On the Comcast Business Hotline, Coach Jimmy Lynam. Jimmy!
Anthony, what's up, sir?
So, the reaction was really interesting from last night and Joe and the dominant performance of Joe. And, you know, like, for a singular moment, you go, wow. I mean, just, you know, just the sheer dominance that he showed was amazing. But a lot of people go, all right, but, you know, I need to do that more. What's your take on it, particularly as, you know, a former coach?
Well, I think, Anthony, the timing, you know, when Joe let loose with that thought that he was the best player in the league, the timing of it probably was unfortunate for him because they were getting ready to play on the road at Milwaukee. Not only did the Sixers have a bad game, we know Ben went out early, played, a couple minutes. But Joe did not have a good game, and Giannis was his normal spectacular self. So I think more the reaction after last night's game was reflecting back on that sequence that I just described. But let's make no mistake. I mean, he was beyond sensational last night. The guy scored 49 points. And he did it on 24 shots.
I know.
So that's like, that's Chamberlain-ish.
And the other thing, too, is when he's doing it, you know, I loved how deep he got in his posts. Like, he was technically sound. And look, nobody could guard him, but he was technically sound last night.
Yeah, I would agree, Anthony. And I thought of particular interest because, you know, like a lot of times, I know the fans don't like it, but a game that seemingly was well in hand, Atlanta made like a real good run to get back. This is a tie game going into the fourth quarter. And in the fourth, I thought they that wasn't like run it up and down the court. That was wait for Joe to get position or run a play to get Joe the ball where he wants it. And as a result, I mean, you look at his fourth quarter numbers, he scores 22 points. So I agree with you. That was just, it was a sound performance by him and a very good, like from a strategy point of view, I thought a very good job by Brett Brown in terms of we want to get the ball to the big guy and let him go to work because they can't guard him.
So I want to get into your brain, like pick a coach's brain, because I heard someone say today, people were talking about, well, you know, why'd you have him in the game late? You're up big. And my response was, I think Brett wanted him to finish that out for a couple reasons. One, he wanted him to get 49. He wanted him to eclipse his career high because he wants him to feel good about himself and to those nights when he's so dominant, to feel almost addicted to that dominance and want to try to get that out of him more often.
Anthony, I think you're absolutely correct. And to reinforce the point you're making, to me, it's no coincidence that he explodes for his career high. And who's he playing against? He's playing against the guy who's tied for second leading scorer in the league, Trae Young, who two games back had 50.
Yeah.
So these kind of, I mean, you believe me with this, these guys get motivated. I might say these guys, I'm talking about the top cats. They get motivated by that kind of thing. And to me, no coincidence that Joel Embiid just left All-Star Weekend, where he's surrounded by supers. And that stuff rubs off. And as I said last night on the show, the one criticism that I would have at Joe is that, Joe, as fantastic as that was last night, you ready? Yeah, I need a repeat performance. Yes, that's what I need. And then I need another one. And yeah, one after that, because that's what the true supers strive to do. They never have enough. They want to do it to you every single night.
Yeah, and I think that's what Shaq and Barkley tried to make that point to him. And, you know, I think of like those guys, to become that super, he's got to understand that himself.
Yeah, and Anthony, that's established that it's not easy. I mean, you know, all of us in our own little, you know, realm, you know, you have like your best round of golf. And, you know, if you're a 15 handicap, you know, one day you go shoot 80. Well, the idea is to try to do that again and again and again.
Yeah.
Not easy to be motivated to do it. And obviously there's big challenges out there. These guys wearing the other uniform are paid to stop you. But that's how special the top people in their craft are. They're able to want to do it. And despite all the obstacles, they do it over and over again.
All right. That was the good. What in the world? I don't understand, and maybe you just have an inkling, just a tiny clue as to what's wrong with Al Horford.
No, I hear you. I going all the way back to the beginning, Anthony, you know, nothing against Al. I love Al Horford, the player. But in terms, this is about setting. It's about, you know, fitting in and being complementary one to another. And it's just the way this league is now. You know, this is a run it up and down, small ball, shoot a lot of threes league. And you can say you're going to beat them up inside and punish them. But I always felt over the years, the smaller, quicker guy has a tremendous advantage. Wow. Unless you absolutely have two super guys. And now, back in the old day, it was super at the offensive end, you know, and when you miss shots, they pound you on the glass. But that's not where it starts today. It starts at the other end. You must be able to guard these teams who are running at you, who are spreading you out in the court. And come on, the top teams shoot almost 40. They shoot over 40 threes. Houston shoots like 44 threes a game. You need people who can guard those guys out there. And if you have two bigs, that's not the best formula.
I know. And I got to tell you, Jim, I hate it. It was funny. I was in Milwaukee with the team on Saturday, and I was going back and forth with my cousin, who was watching the Rockets and Jazz. And I go, how's Gobert doing? And he went, non-factor.
Right.
And Houston wins in Utah. And Gobert's a non-factor. That does not bode well for Bully Ball. You know, I hate it. I hate this small ball. I hate the Rockets and the way they play.
I'm not going to say it can't be done, Anthony, but it takes a lot of discipline with the makeup of the Sixer team. If you have Ben Simmons, obviously, you know, right now he's got an issue with the back. We're not sure, you know, how long, but I don't think it's a game to game, or I think you're going to probably see a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
Possibly, yeah, to calm that thing down. But my point, that if you have Simmons and you have Joel Embiid, you have to let Ben Simmons run whenever he can. But now here's where I say, fine, Ben's running, he's going to get you open looks, he's going to get to the rim. However, it doesn't mean when he runs the ball and doesn't get something to the basket, it doesn't mean you have to shoot threes on the fly. I have no problem with threes playing off Joe's double team, but you have to be ready to accommodate Joel Embiid as well as let Ben Simmons run. That takes some discipline. And unfortunately, at this point in time for me, this team has not exhibited enough discipline to let those two things take place on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I'm with you. The great coach Jimmy Lynam with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And the shame again comes, this has been such a tough year. Because, you know, I felt great about the Clippers games, right? I go, I know it's one game, but it wasn't a freakish game. They didn't hit a bunch of threes. It was a good basketball game, and they beat, I think, the best team in the league. All right? And then you come back, and there's no Simmons, right, on the Thursday night. And then there is the big one, Milwaukee. And then 5 minutes into the game, he's out. And you can't judge him again.
No, I agree, Anthony. The thing for me that is most perplexing, I'll use as a phrase, they are, like, so dominant here at home. And for a lot of obvious reasons. They certainly feed off one of the best home court crowds in all of sports, as far as I'm concerned. And I've been in a lot of buildings over the years.
Yeah.
And this home crowd is phenomenal. But the about face they take when they go on the road.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's just inexplicable. I mean, the road is difficult. If you're looking at Miami Heat, for example, they would be not quite Sixers, but they struggle big time on the road, and they've only lost three home games. They're the second best home team in the league. So, yes, the road is difficult, but not to this degree. This team is 9-20 on the road, and what, have lost twice at home. That's what I can't quite balance.
I know. And nobody knows, obviously, you know, what are your theories? I mean, is it, you know, people talk about immaturity or lack of leadership or lack of identity, all these things get thrown out. Is there anything that you could point to where, you know, that would give you any kind of clue into why the dramatic disparity?
You just hit it. When you look at the numbers, the disparity is so dramatic, it almost defies explanation. Obviously, teams are going to shoot it better at home. That's a history lesson. But to the degree, this team is too good to not just the number of times they've lost, but the other night, the Milwaukee game is not a good example because you didn't have Ben Simmons but for a few minutes. But there have been too many games where they've not been in the game at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And I use that. I watched the Laker-Boston Celtics game on the weekend. Kemba Walker, who's the all-star player for the Celtics, he didn't play. That's a one-possession game at the end in L.A. And, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to rise to the challenge against the top opponent. And if you don't win the game, fine. But you're supposed to, you know, be there, have a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
So, switching gears about, you know, showing up and players in the league and you know, again, it was different, you know, when it's you and Charles and Rick Mahorn and you're telling guys, you know, you could be different with guys. Like, what sometimes fans, particularly older fans, don't understand is, like, you can't just hammer these dudes because you'll lose them. I mean, how much, you've seen how much the game has changed, how much the players have changed. I mean, it's a players' league now. Like, you just can't cut
Anthony,
down on these guys.
I hear you, but I'm going to give you a thought.
Yeah, please.
It was always a players' league. It's more a players' league today. But I'm going to give you a quote from one of the best coaches who ever coached in this league, namely Pat Riley.
Yes.
And his credo with the Showtime Lakers was the following. To get where we want to go, we need your voluntary cooperation. That's how we started. And that's a pretty good line. And then, of course, he would follow up. We're going to get there. We're going to get where we want to go. If we have to beat it out of you, we'll get it. But if we want to really match this thing out, we need everybody on page one with your voluntary cooperation. And that applies right across the board, yeah, outside the line, yeah, and maybe outside of sport.
Yeah. No, it does. It does. And I, you know, again, when you have a younger group that sometimes, and you know, yours is a difference. Like Kobe was the outlier who would take, you know, 2,000 shots and, you know, after a game, go shoot at where he was going to shoot in the game and not go, say, take 50 shots and screw around and shoot like half-court shots messing around. Like, actually work on it. Those guys are kind of the outliers at a certain age, don't you believe?
Well, in that sense, yeah, I do. I think that things have changed. That the players today, they get it done, you know, in different ways. But I will still say there's a lot of guys who are the top guys who are more committed. They get it. They have a workout regimen,
yeah,
both in season, out of season. And if you aspire, nobody said this was an easy path. I mean, it's difficult.
Right.
You know, it's that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, they're not the first two guys. I mean, come on, go back. You just mentioned Kobe.
Yeah.
Shaq and Kobe. I mean, they had their differences, but they got three rings out of it. So they were each obviously willing to give a piece of themselves up,
yeah,
to accomplish that.
Yeah, and no, I don't even think, I mean, they're nowhere near. I mean, I don't think, I get the sense that having been around them, that they like each other fine. They're just different people, that's all. I mean, you know, you don't have to be, you know, best friends to go win a game.
Absolutely not. And I've said this to you before, and I'm going to repeat it again. I still think this team is going to be there at the end. I think this team will be in the Eastern Conference Final against the Milwaukee Bucks. But unfortunately, I'm not sure that matchup can take place in the Eastern Conference Final. The path they're on right now, it looks to me like they're going to play Milwaukee in round two.
Yeah, I know. And I feel this. You know what's funny? I still have this nagging feeling because I still believe in the core group. I still do.
I do as well.
I know, it sounds goofy, but I still believe in it, man.
If it's going to happen, Anthony, I'm going to tell you the two things you're going to need.
Yes.
You said it at the top of when we started speaking. You're going to need Al Horford to be closer to Al Horford, the real guy.
Yep.
He and they have to figure it out to make him reasonably productive because he's a real good player. And he's just mentally struggling with the fit right now. So they got to solve that problem, and they have to have decent 3-point shooting. And I think they're capable of that. Right now, they're right middle of the pack. I think they're capable of being a little bit better than that.
I agree. And Korkmaz or Burks, whoever has the hot end, they got to get them on the road. Like Korkmaz will shoot the lights out at home. On the road, he's got to get better on the road.
And I agree. You're dead on, and you meant he's a young guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, that's very typical of that kind of performance from young players. You're absolutely correct.
Hey, real quick, Coach, without Ben, what do you do with the point guard? You like Jay Rich as the guy that really runs? Because you're going to need, when you're going to play the Clippers and the Lakers, Jim, you're going to need to have a point guard.
Well, unfortunately, you're not going to solve that problem, Anthony. You just said, yeah, those options, Shake Milton is an option, but I think you're going to see the following. Brett kind of mentioned this last night.
Yeah.
They really don't have a point guard in the traditional sense. So you have enough guys there with the names you just mentioned who will get the ball up the court and get you into your offense. And what you will see is, let's just make it up. Shake Milton brings it up the court, and the ball then, he gets you into a play, and the ball swings to the other side. Now, the real play begins. The ball's now in Jay Rich's hand.
Yeah, Tobias.
On a pick and roll with Embiid.
Yeah.
The classic point guards today, they bring it up, they get it, they run the pick and roll,
yeah,
like Trae Young.
Yeah.
There's no intermediary needed.
Yeah.
Well, the kind of guys we're describing in the absence of Ben, they're not comfortable doing what normal point guards do. So you let somebody else bring it up, and then you kick it over to the other side to the guy who's really going to run the play now.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Jim, you're the best, man. We love you. You know that. You're the
all
man.
Right. Hopefully we have an exciting ride in the spring. I think it's more than likely, and this team is capable. So
the troops have I'll see you later this week. We have our show.
That's right, buddy.
All right,
look
buddy. Forward. All right, see you, brother. You're the best. Jimmy Lynam. Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. All right, Tunis. All the great teams have a go-to guy. We're talking tomato pie. How about that? Corporate lease. Coach Jimmy Lynam's like a tomato pie.
Oh, he's definitely a tomato pie guy.
Right?
Yes.
You know, comfort, good comforting. You like the tomato pie, little Joey?
Yeah. Nice head nod.
Right?
I love the tomato pie.
You know what I did? I put the hot pepper on it. The crushed
That's
pepper.
That's a good move.
Yeah. But I like it hot. A hot and crispy with the gravy. I'm telling you, it's a playoff of when I was a kid, my mother would make gravy and bread. Like, she'd make a pot of gravy. And she'd say, you want a snack? And she would get a piece of bread, like a white bread. And she put the gravy on that, and that was it. And maybe a little Lucatelli, and that was it. And that's
beautiful.
That's where the tomato pie came from. Tomato pie is the best. Corporate Lease perfected it. Four locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corporate Lease Bakery and Deli. Your guests go crazy. Talking about how good the food was. Perfect for any gathering. The dessert's ridiculous. You'll love them all. All the great teams have that go-to guy like the big man. And when it comes to great tomato pie, my go-to guy, my buddies at Corp Police Bakery and Jelly, my go-to guy. See more at corppolicebakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right. Welcome back. Hey, don't forget, Sixers knockout. Oh, that's awesome. That's right. Fanatic Sixers knockout tournament is back. Keep listening all week long as the Fanatic gives you a chance to play knockout on the floor. Wednesday, March 18th, the score pair at 6. It's a great game, too. Sixers Raptors. And then after the game, you'll experience what it feels like to play on the hardwood at the Wells Fargo Center for your chance to win. Keep listening all week long, presented by Trumark Financial, the only place to get the official Sixers credit card. Enjoy exclusive Sixers experiences, merchandise, and more. Visit Trumark.com, TRUMARK.com, to learn more and apply. Tyrone and I was talking about, say whatever you want about, you know, be doing it every night or whatever. But if you just, as just a basketball fan.
Last night.
Like,
incredible.
If you just look at that dominance, it's hard not to draw hit the floor, man. That was, wow. Like, that was Godzilla going through Tokyo, man. Like, that was it. Nobody's guarding him.
Last night was one of those re-air type games, right? Where you watched, or at least you cut out the parts when Embiid's not on the court.
Yeah, amazing. He was unreal. And I do love when he just...
When he takes over.
Like that sort of dominance. Wow.
Hits the threes, dancing down the court. That's fun, Joel. Yeah. That's the Joel that we missed all season long.
Yep.
Now do it again.
Yep.
I don't think I'm harsh for saying that. Like, Daisy Gate Dom texted you earlier. He was on the text board. Well, saying I'm being a miserable today.
Yeah.
But it's like...
No, I understand. Do it again. I get it. You know. Listen, I told you my buddy said he was even harsher.
Right. And I'm even saying, he only does it against the bad teams. He's done it against good teams.
He's going, yeah, big deal. Let me say it against them. Say it night in, night out. Look, it's been an entirely frustrating season. I think for everybody involved, everybody thought, you know, it's 1-2 seed. They're going to be jostling all year long with Milwaukee, the two Titans of the East. And so it's been disappointing. So, you got to give fans and you got to give people leeway to be disappointed. That's why I give you leeway to be disappointed. I think it's right. Let me go to Doug in Quakertown. Doug, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Doug.
Andy, how the heck are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, but something you had said a little earlier definitely piqued my interest.
What's that?
I'm going to talk about a different sport today.
Oh, yeah?
And that is your son's birthday desire to get a
football
dirt
helmet. I'm not letting them get in the dirt bike.
I hear you. I just want to give you some information from someone who comes from a long time of riding underneath my seat.
Please do, because I have zero experience in that world.
Yes, and I want to say this is the thing I've seen so many times, because I actually worked in the motorcycle industry for a couple of years. So I started out riding when I was a kid, and I started riding in the dirt. So the first thing I want to tell you is riding in the dirt gives you an unbelievable amount of experience that you can apply on the street if that would ever happen. And I'm not, here to say you need to, have your kid be on a motorcycle, but two things. The dirt riding gives you so much experience for turning it into the street. But the biggest thing that I have seen so many times are the parents who refuse to allow their kids to get a bike when they want it. And then when they turn 18 and the parents don't have the control anymore, they jump on a crotch rocket and they go out and either hurt themselves or even worse. So I've seen that many more times than the opposite because of the experience you get and letting the kid just make up mind about it.
Let me ask you a question. How old should the kid be?
So let me tell you this. I have a grandson who's turning 1 year old on Wednesday. And it's all I can do to wait until his second birthday to get him his first motorcycle.
I can't talk to you. This is your world. This is your life, Doug. Like, I appreciate your passion. But you're looking at it as a two-year-old. You're looking at Fonzie him up.
And I'll tell you what, his mother, my daughter, she started riding when she, I guess, was about 15, which was longer than I wanted to wait. But I had her start in the dirt as well when she was 15. And before I let her on the street, I was having her push a motorcycle around a parking lot for a couple of months before I allowed her to start even trying to ride it, because it has you learn more about balance. But so the last thing I just wanted to say is today, that the attire that they have for these kids to wear for dirt riding, to me, I'm going to tell you honestly that I think riding in the dirt can be at least as safe as a kid playing football. It's just my...
The kid's a good ball player. I don't want to take any chances. I appreciate your standpoint, Doug. I appreciate your passion. No. He's not allowed. Go play baseball. That's what you got to do. All right? He's got to play baseball. That's it. Out on the dirt bike. Out. No.
A couple people are, by the way, tweeting in that you could go to, like, the NFLshop.com, and that's where you'll be able to find the helmet.
So somebody told me Bed Bath & Beyond.
I did. I Googled it this morning. Oh, somebody else told you.
Yes. Bed Bath & Beyond. has football Eagles helmets? Real helmets? Come on.
I guess.
I thought Bed Bath & Beyond has, like, linen sheets and candles.
Toilet bowl cleaners?
How do they have Eagle helmets? Are they real Eagle helmets?
Probably not ones that you want to wear in an NFL game.
Well, not in... Dude, he's going to turn 7. He wants to walk around with an Eagles helmet on.
Yeah. So they have
That's my point.
Eagle helmets. I don't know if it's the Rydell helmet. But it's got the logo on it.
Okay. Yeah. He's not going to suit up for the combine.
Or he's he was. You
know, yes. But that's the point is he just wants it for his birthday. And by the way, all due respect to Doug, sound like a great guy. No.
You're out on the motorcycle?
Out on the motorsports. Baseball. All right? He's got a great arm. He's got a great bat. He's let him go play baseball.
Out.
So I'm telling you, I'm fighting with my wife about it. She's like, nah, let him do it.
We'll get him lessons.
I go, no.
Be like the kid from Bad News Bears. He'll ride his motorcycle to the games.
No, I want. Oh yeah, yeah.
Kelly Leak.
Kelly Leak. Yeah. Nah, out. No good. Out. He's playing baseball, man. And then he can play football. He did say we're watching Remember the Titans. He's playing basketball now. Then he says, "Daddy, can I play tackle football?" Yeah. At some point. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.